and welcome to the Goddess Life podcast, a podcast to help women connect to their inner divine feminine essence and find empowerment by incorporating both practical and magical things into their lives. I'm your host, Sharice Williams, a holistic guide or holistic life coach and spiritual guide. And I'm so excited to have you here today. So on this episode, we're going to be talking all about shadow work. What is shadow work? How can we start working with our shadows? Why on earth would we even want to work with our shadows? And we are discussing this with the beautiful Blair Porter. Back in, I think it was July or maybe August, I had the wonderful opportunity to interview her, Blair Porter. You can find her on Instagram at I am Blair Porter, and then also blairporter.com. And she is a shadow worker. She helps people, especially it seems like women, but pretty much anybody, dive into their shadows. And she really keeps the spiritual world real. You know, she doesn't sugarcoat stuff. She gets down into the deepness and the darkness. And that's where the real growth happens with spirituality and any sort of healing. So in this episode, she shares her wisdom with us, and it's pretty awesome. So before we get into the episode, I do want to mention our sponsor for this episode. And it is from Daily Holistics. And this is run and operated by Margareta Thorson. She is a doTERRA wellness advocate, a yoga enthusiast, a certified Reiki practitioner, and a holistic tarot card reader. And she has a beautiful shop. You can find it at Store Envy, Daily Holistics. And you can also find her on Instagram at Daily Holistics. But she's got all kinds of wonderful, bath and skin products. I had the chance to use one of her energizing body sprays. It's amazing. She also has an all-natural hand sanitizer. Super win on that. I loved that. And then she also, I got to try one of her lavender oatmeal soaps, and it is my favorite soap to use before any sort of meditating or any sort of magical workings. I like to always wash my hands and cleanse my hands before I do any of that, and that soap has been a lifesaver. So definitely check out Daily Holistics. And with that, let's get into the episode with Blair Porter.
All right. Hello. And here we are, interview with Miss Blair Porter. I'm very excited that she agreed to do this. Blair is somebody that I think a lot of us follow on Instagram, and she's such a huge inspiration for the healing community and just being so raw and real. And I think when we see somebody as raw and open as Blair is, it helps us to notice that within ourselves. And it's really refreshing too, to see the realness. Cause I think Instagram, I mean, she does have a beautiful Instagram. If you have not seen it, go check it out. I am Blair Porter on Instagram. But so often in Instagram, especially in the healing community too, it's just such a surface image almost, just so pretty, but she really gets to the realness of it. And I think that's why a lot of people resonate with you. So today we're just going to kind of talk to Blair. She has a lot of different things that she covers within her Instagram and her work with clients. But today we're going to be talking a little more about the shadow side of healing. And that is something she focuses a lot on. And it's pretty incredible. So hello, Blair. Welcome. All right. So at what point, I guess, in your life did you realize that, you know, being a, well, what do you call yourself? Do you call yourself a healer, a coach, a guide?
Yeah, I don't, it's like, I'm one of those people that kind of pushes back on the word healer. They're like, I'll use it because it's the thing that people most understand. But for me, it's kind of like that kind of evokes the idea that I'm the one that's doing it.
Yeah.
So, and I'm all about people doing it themselves.
Yeah, giving them the tools.
How to do that, right. So, yeah, a guide.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you first realize that, hey, you know what? I think I could guide people to do what I'm doing and to help people. When did you first, like, kind of realize that?
Well, my entire life I've done that kind of irresponsibly. Like, I was kind of like this schoolyard therapist sometimes. Like, I remember in seventh grade, like, I was, like, working with my friend on how to, like, talk to her parents to make sure they divorce, like the most ridiculous thing. Like I thought that I could actually do that. And then just lots of like, you know, like what a young person thinks that helping is, you know, but I probably wasn't. But you know, like friends that had depression and stuff like that. But it wasn't until I became spiritual, where I was like, oh, okay, kind of harnessing that energy and then also understanding what boundaries are and what it really means to hold space for people and to help them. Because it's not telling them what to do. For sure.
I know. I think that's a big thing that people realize when they first are like, I think I could coach people or guide people. They realize like, oh, it's not saying this is what you need to do.
Right.
And which can be frustrating sometimes.
And it's also not like, and this is something that, you know, I notice in other people who are like, you know, they might learn Reiki or they'll learn one thing. And it's like their idea then is that they have to set out and do it for every single person. You know, it's like their job to like heal the world. And they go to the coffee shop and it's like, that's the first thing that they're looking for is like, how can I help this person? And I'm like, no, you have to enter each situation as like, okay, what am I going to learn? You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if it comes down that you say something that helps someone, that's great.
Yeah. That's a great way to look at it. It takes the burden off of you too. I think it's stressful. Well, like I need to save everybody.
Right. And it makes it easier when you're not
to carry.
Yeah. Totally.
So like I mentioned in the intro, you do work a lot with the shadow aspect of things. Why do you personally feel that is, and why do you think that that's important to focus on?
I mean, it's been the most transformative thing for me personally. And I feel, it's like, it's easier to go higher. You know what I'm saying? Like not to say like it's easy to meditate, but it's easier to be like, all right, how can I shift my perspective and look at this in a, you know, complete love or whatever it is, you know, but it's hard to sit with parts of yourself that make you really uncomfortable, you know, but that is where we transform, you know? And so it's like the easy thing is never, I don't want to call it easy, you know, but like that it's never really going to get you where you want to go. It kind of always band-aids a little bit.
That's a great way to word that. It just puts a band-aid over it.
It does. Yeah. And the band-aid is a big thing for me. I mean, I kind of make some generalizations around band-aiding, but there's a lot of factors to it. And sorry, what was your question?
That's okay. I'll break it down into two. You work a lot with the shadow. Why do you personally feel that is? It's like, why do you feel so drawn to working with the shadow versus, hey, look at the lights and the rainbows and the unicorns.
I mean, just because it brings the most impact, and it not to say like that it makes life better, but you become way more rooted in yourself too. You know, it's like I know myself in a completely different way than probably most people do, and people who do shadow work do. And so it's not like, you know, if something happens in life that's awful, I mean, it's like yesterday, for example, a lot of people read my post about my dad who's, you know, having a really hard time. And so it's painful, but because I have done that work, it's like I'm not falling apart like I would have prior to that.
Yeah.
You know, if this had happened 7 years ago, I would be a puddle. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's, you're better able to handle things.
Makes you stronger.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. I guess too, maybe we should kind of touch on what is shadow work to people maybe that have never done it and they've heard the term.
I've had that question before, so that's a really good.
What are you guys talking about? So in your mind and your point of view, what is shadow work?
The subconscious, you know, I always try to tell people, it's like shadow work is perfect for the person who reads, for example, I love Danielle Laporte. She's one of my favorite humans in the world, and her work, Firestarter Sessions, completely like restarted my life. But the stuff that I wrote in that book, so she has a book, like it's all about desired feelings, right? And it's kind of like you do how you like what you want to feel. A lot of us who have some blocks in our subconscious, or, you know, who need to do shadow work, they have a hard time making conscious changes, mm-hmm. right? So no matter how free I want to feel, and I write that down in the book, like I couldn't bring myself to do those changes, or I'd do it for a week and then I wouldn't be able to anymore. And the reason that is because your subconscious brain is formed by the time you're like 6 years old, right? And most of us don't even really remember stuff before they were the age of six. So it's like, you look at what could have possibly happened, what conversations your parents had that you probably don't remember, whatever it is. And that's all in there, you know? So it's like working with it, working with your subconscious and with your shadow will allow you to bring your, like, it becomes more on the same level with your conscious brain, and it's easier to do things that you really want to do. So now I can read Danielle's work and I'm like, oh, okay, I can actually implement that now, or it's, I don't have as much resistance to it. But for most of us, it's like we're kind of walking around with a lot of wounds or a lot of blocks that we inherited from our parents, and it makes it really hard to do things that we want to do, you know, and we kind of cycle through, like, why can't I just do this, you know?
Like, definitely. Like, I want to.
If you find yourself like with the same issue coming up over and over again, that is exactly why. And most of us have that somewhere in our life. I've had it everywhere, area of my life, you know.
Yeah. Goodness. So why do you think a lot of people have a hard time facing their shadows? Like, why do you think it is so much of the put a Band-Aid over it, put a smile on, change your mindset?
Right.
Why do you think you have a hard time like digging deep?
A few reasons. One is that our culture and, you know, families too, we're kind of taught shame, you know, and so things are taboo. We don't talk about things. And we're not really taught to sit with things that are uncomfortable, you know, and it's always kind of like, fix it. Like, so I come from a family where it's like, we make a plan or whatever it is, or, you know, things that we don't like about ourselves, or not, I don't want to say that, but like things that are hard, we would just ignore it. We wouldn't even band it. We would just ignore it and sweep it under. And so most of us just have not been taught it. And then when they do start bringing out feelings, maybe their family doesn't respond very well. So they haven't really had a lot of experience doing it in a safe space. Mm-hmm. So there's that. So a lot of people are resistant in that way, but then it's like when you start doing this work, it's total responsibility. And that is what is really hard for people. It's because it's kind of like, I mean, I don't even remember seeing the movie The Matrix, but I remember the part with the red pill, you know, mm-hmm. when he takes that. And I always explain that to people. I'm like, once you start doing this, there's no going back. It's like, once you start seeing all of this from a higher perspective, yourself from a higher perspective, all of these patterns and everything, you can't unsee that.
Yeah.
And the issue with that too, though, is that it doesn't matter how bad of a day you're having, like you'll still have to show up for it, or like, you know, it's there. And so there's a responsibility of having to address everything all the time, even when you don't want to, you know, or still sitting with it and being like, okay, why is this coming up? You know, and it can be really exhausting. And most people are already exhausted with their lives. You know, it's like they just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's totally okay, you know, but it's hard.
Yeah. You know? I kind of feel like either way it's hard. Going through life repeating the same crap over and over again and being exhausted is hard. So it's kind of like, or would you rather be, you know, deal with your shadow and be a little extra exhausted,
yeah.
but then be able to break these patterns kind of.
Yeah, for you and me, that's easy. You know, it's like, not like easy, but it's like, yeah, well, duh. Like, there's an obvious choice here, you know? But it's like, I look at people who, you know, would never even think of doing it, or like they speak a completely different language. And it's kind of, you know, I can see why they may not want to. And another part of that is also loyalty, because when you're doing shadow work, it's pretty much all about your family. You know, like, let's face it, it's like, because that's where it comes from, right? It's all inherited bullshit. And so, and most of us, and I was this person too, like when I was in like college, people would say, you sound like you're in a cult of like your parents. Like,
oh my gosh.
That's how intensely like I was apparently like obsessed with them, or like I thought they were like right about everything. And I really had them on a pedestal. And so taking them off was painful, but it also feels like, holy shit, like I am being disloyal. And that's like that root chakra. Your family is at your root chakra. And we are taught like, you must be loyal to your mm-hmm. tribe, you know? So and doing this work and having to be like, fuck, you know, maybe like they did their best, but that sucked. And like, it was painful and it wasn't right, you know? And, that's hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then another thing too, with that is also like the tribe that you have now, when you start doing this work and you're changing, it kind of, if they're not doing the same work, you kind of, you know, it's like, it's two different worlds and it's really hard to connect.
It is. It's really interesting too, when you do start doing the shadow work, seeing the spiritual and healing community, it's like, what, like, it's great. Like, I know for me, before I really started doing the shadow work, I was focusing on spirituality and I kind of fell into the, like, everything is rosy and great. And then I was like, what the hell? I'm still miserable. Yeah. I was like, I'm doing everything I should be. I'm reading quotes and I'm, you know, I'm meditating and I'm putting oils on and crystals and I'm trying to talk positively. And I'm like, and I'm still like dead and dying inside. Like, what is going on? And then that's when the light bulb went off and I'm like, because I'm not fixing anything. Like, I'm ignoring it and I have blinders on. Right. And yeah, that's, I love the spiritual community. And I think it is kind of a nice step for people, especially people who haven't had any sort of spirituality. Right. But I think it is at some point people get to that point and they're like, this isn't working. There has to be something else.
Right. From the series of interviews that I did with women, mm-hmm. There was a lot of that, of kind of like, well, I read this book, like, I'm not going to name names, but there's some authors out there that are kind of, which are great for kind of bringing people in the door, mm-hmm. but they miss the mark. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, meditate every morning for 30 days and do this, like, do what I did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't teach you how to do your own work. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, yeah, everything will be great. Like, your life is going to be perfect now and you're going to have a miracle every day. And it's kind of like, well, fuck. Yeah. Like, I'm still not happy. And so it's kind of also too, where it's like, I love Hay House, but I also feel that, you know, they do what they have to do, but it's also kind of irresponsible in a way, mm-hmm. of, cause like, now you just have people who literally buy everything that Hay House publishes.
Yeah.
Like, I need this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it's just, if I read the next book, the
right.
next
if
book,
I read I the next, next book, Oracle deck. Or if I get that deck or whatever it is, and it's like,
I mean, and I was totally guilty of that. So,
oh, me too. And I think that everyone is, right? Mm-hmm. It's like almost every single person is, because it's like you get to this place, and this is another part of like where the shadow is hard, is like when you first start doing it, you're like, holy fuck, I am so fucked up. I have so much shit to
right?
do. Everything about myself. And then you're like, I need to read all the things, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you do kind of reach that place where you're just like, this is obviously not working, mm-hmm. you know? Like, but yeah, I mean, you should see my bookshelves. I have a lot.
Hilarious. So what is like a piece of advice that you would give or a tip for somebody who is wanting to begin to do shadow work and they have no idea, like they've reached that point, like something isn't working, I need to dig deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're like, now what?
Okay. So, well, I mean, so kind of like what I just said is like, when you first start, it's kind of like, I need to fix all of these things. Mm-hmm. It would kind of be, and that's what I find with a lot of people. It's like, it's so easy to get overwhelmed by it. But like, this is how I kind of view it, and how I tell people to view it, is that you want to take responsibility, right? You want to take responsibility so you can take care of it and you can do the healing work. And like, you know that it's yours to take care of, but you don't want to take ownership of it, you know, because it's like, if you're, and there's a really small difference there, but like ownership to me is kind of like, this is mine, right? Like, this came from me, when in reality it did not come from you. So it's like understanding, like, I inherited this and it's my responsibility to heal this work, right? Like, and do this. But it's not a reflection of who I am, you know? And then that kind of keeps you grounded, like in your perspective, a little bit more balanced. It's easier to do it, you know, when you're not taking it personally all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's more fun that way, you know, because I think it's fun, you know, like I think this work is fun. And so it's like, when you kind of depersonalize it a little bit, yeah, it becomes fun.
It is interesting when you start you know, pairing your thought patterns with what happened as a child.
Oh my God.
And little things like that. Like I was talking to my mom last night and I realized I've always been so afraid of getting older as a woman. I mean, I'm sure a lot of women have, but I've always been like, I have an expiration date. Like I'm going to reach 35, 40 and I'm going to be so unattractive. And like, why would my husband want me? And then I realized that that voice thought pattern in my head was actually me hearing my dad as a kid and growing up. Cause he would always talk about, you know, basically women were done at like 30, that as they got older, they were gross and who would want them. And I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. Cause now I can be like, oh, so now when I'm hearing that, I can be like, this isn't me saying this to myself.
Yeah.
And it's easier to then be able to like kind of heal that, I guess.
Totally.
So it's so interesting when things like that happen, when you do start doing this work, you notice little things like that, like all the time.
Yeah. And the aging thing is really interesting to me too, because it's like there, it's like, I like how I said yesterday, like my dad has aged so much in the past few years. And I know it's because he started aging when his dad started aging, you know, it's like what age they define as old, right? It's like, so when he hit 70, that was it, you know. And I'm not going to discount, like, obviously, like he can't, you know, he's not going to be the same person he was when he was 25.
Yeah.
It's just not the way it works. But there is something to be said for like the day that you expect to be old is like when it's going to happen, you know? And it's like, you don't have to buy into that. And that's just, you know, one example of a million.
Yeah. Agreed. So do you think, is there something that people should do? Like, I know me personally, I found a really great counselor, therapist when I really started to do my shadow work. Mm-hmm. And I think that that really kind of helped because I had that support system.
Totally.
So do you think it's beneficial for people to have some sort of support system? Maybe not even necessarily a professional unless they feel like they do get to that point that they need it, but you know, kind of like maybe even a shadow buddy to like just a friend to say like, hey, I'm doing this work, you know, support me, help me. Do you think that's important?
Definitely. Just because a lot of times it can, like, it can be very overwhelming. It's like, even like my clients, it's like, there'll be days where it's just coming at them from all angles. And they're like, I am completely overwhelmed. I feel crazy. Like you do feel kind of crazy. It's hard to explain where everything's coming at you and you're just like reacting, you know? And it's like, whoa. And you need that person to like ground you and be like, this is normal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, of course you're like, when you're digging stuff up, you're going to feel a little bit overwhelmed, you know? And then when stuff comes at you in life, you're probably going to react. And like, but that's what we want, you know? So I'm always like, when those days happen, I'm like, yes, that's great. Like when shit happens, that's great. Cause we can work with that, you know?
Yes.
And it's like, I think about it, like with my best friend and my partner who both do this work, it's like, it's so much easier because like, you know, I'm really, really good at seeing the higher perspective and seeing things for myself, but sometimes it's nice to be able to bounce things off of people too.
Yeah.
You know, get like, what do you see here? You know? And that's nice too, because there's no judgment. So my best friend could be like, no, you're totally fucking this up. And I'll be like,
okay, okay, thanks. Thank you for that. Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I would say that that's pretty important.
Okay. So we've talked about this before because I did one of your interviews, which was amazing. And you kind of mentioned it here about how things from our past manifest into our root and sacral chakras a lot. So how do you feel shadow work can relate to really heal those specific chakras?
Well, the main thing that happened, I mean, that is on everyone's mind is like money and body, right? So those are both in the root chakra. So there's family, tribe, money, body, security, stability, career, finances is in the root, and earth. And so it's like, whether you were raised in extreme wealth or in poverty, we all have issues around money. You know, it's like, I come from a very, very different place than, I mean, I grew up in a lot of privilege, but there was always a lot of fear around money. And my dad ended up losing everything that they had when I was like 18. And it wasn't like gambling or whatever, you know, he was playing the stock market, you know? And so it was gambling. Let's just say that. he was shorting. And so it was kind of like the family's fears had been realized, right? And I got a lot of issues from that, you know? And my partner, who comes from kind of, you know, incredible wealth, has similar issues around money too. And I'm always looking, I'm like, where does this come from? You know? And it's like, but that's in his lineage, you know, that's stuff that he inherited. And so, and we all do, because money is such a primal thing. And so is like food, right? So it's like, food is another big one. But when you're doing shadow work, it's like, okay, I am overeating or whatever it is. Like, who am I bringing to the table with me? You know, it's like when I sit down to eat, I have both my parents who in my head, so I'm judging the food that I'm eating. I'm probably eating it too quickly. I'm feeling like there's not enough. Lots of other things, you know, but it's like the more like, and this is harder one for me to actually work on. Because like I said, it is so primal. And that's why the root chakra is hard for people. Most part people are walking around with a lot of blocks there. Mm-hmm. Because the root chakra is formed by the time you're in the, it's like when you're in the womb, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's stuff that you would never have any issue, like any understanding of, is like your mom had a hard pregnancy. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have some issues. So it can be hard to work on because the patterns are much deeper than, you know, maybe stuff in the throat,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's in working with like the family stuff around these things that allows you to kind of actually move forward with it. And it's not an overnight thing. Like I said, it's like, I've been working on it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah. And money, you know, it's like, also, let me just say this, money and food are very connected, right? And most people know this. It's if you're feeling like limited money wise, you're going to probably try to eat more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So those two things go hand in hand. It's because we're all trying to ground ourselves into this physical reality. And mm-hmm. because we're not taught good grounding growing up, like we don't know what it is to be connected to the earth. It's like, okay, so I have to eat. Like, I have to eat more to be here, or I have to acquire more to be here. I have to shop more, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it's all like, we all kind of have our way of kind of self-soothing that root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can actually see it, like when we're at least aware of it, it makes it a lot easier. Like, oh, okay, I'm eating out of a place of need because I feel limited. Or, yeah. Oh, like I'm buying this because I'm scared. I'm going to die someday. Whatever it is, you know? I don't know if that answered the question. It was a little bit of a rant, but whatever.
No, it was good. I mean, because you talked about how the issues within the root and sacral chakra can manifest into your everyday life. Because I think too, I talk about chakras a lot. I love talking about chakras, but I think that's another thing I've realized too, is people don't necessarily talk about how issues and blocks within these chakras really manifest into our lives. It's just like, here's what these chakras govern and here's how you can heal it. But then it's like, you don't actually cover how it manifests like in day-to-day activities. And that I think too, a lot of people don't realize that, like you said, it goes back to, you know, I mean, it's something in our DNA even almost, like our grandparents who we never even met, their issues are like built into us. And it's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's very based in our lineage. And that's something too that I've been really trying to sit with, because like I did a post probably like a month ago about the physical body, the root chakra, being mm-hmm. away from my family and how I felt freer to make changes. And I got a lot of comments. People were like, how do I heal the root chakra? How do I do this? And I'm like, I mean, we can talk, but it's going to be like a 15-hour conversation.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's going to be a long talk. And
yeah.
I can't, it's like, it's not even like I can't do one post. It's like, how can I do 20 posts on this? Or, you know, whatever it is, how can I cover all the bases? And it's like, I had this person and come in and comment to these people who asked me these questions. And she was like recommending the crystal. And I was just like, Okay. And I said, like, that's cool. You know, like, I work with crystals. Like, I understand. That's great.
Yeah.
But that's, like, such a tiny piece. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, the crystal's not going to do anything unless you're doing the work with it. And so it's, like, and a lot of people, they just want the easy thing. You know, they just want to take the pill, or they just want to hold the crystal, or whatever it is. And so it's, like, I always feel kind of like that negative Nancy truth teller of being, like, actually, it's a lot of fucking work, and you're going to have to do this, and you're going to have to do this, and, you know, and then they're just kind of like, oh, okay, I don't want to do it. And I'm like, that's cool, you know, but it's, like, I can't lie to you, you know? Like, I will never be that person that is, like, do this for 30 days, and you're going to be healed.
Yeah.
And that makes me less popular, and that's cool, but it's like,
that's why we love you though.
Never ever tell you that I can help you, like I can save you, or that a certain thing can do it either. Cause it's like, even after years of doing this, it's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle of trying to, you know, figure out what works for you. And that should be fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but that also, it's like the idea of just kind of, and I'm not saying like, oh, there's something wrong with these people of like, oh, I just want the thing, but that's like what we're taught. It's like, you know, we don't really have an appreciation for the process. You know, it's like, give me the antibiotic.
Yeah,
I don't have to go to a sweat lodge and, you know, make fancy, whatever.
That is crazy. I think, you know, it is nice to give people tools, I think, like crystals and oils and stuff, but then it is kind of like, here, I've given you the tools.
You got to do the work.
You have to do it. You have to do the work. And I think everybody eventually, well, most people finally do kind of get to that point.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And that, it definitely, it's like, it's definitely nice, you know, to be able to do that. It's kind of like, you know, I make these bracelets that's like on people's chakra test results, and like obviously they're made out of stones that like I feel are going to help them, but I say like in the letter in our sessions, I'm like, so this will do this, but this is what I recommend that you do internally, you know? And so it's again it's like a good kind of gateway, because like you think about it, it's like crystals bring lots of people into to spirituality, you know, just they like them. But they, eventually you reach that point of being like, okay, I have to do a little bit more here.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling miserable or whatever it is.
Agreed. So, well, I guess we kind of already touched on these about how shadow work can heal money blocks.
Hmm.
I think a lot of people have, like you said, sexual blocks and body and money blocks. Right. And like, I think from what I've seen, you've done a million interviews, that is like the most common issues. So have you seen any, I guess, like success stories? I mean, I know, I don't even want to use that term, because I know, like you said, it is an ongoing process, and you know, it's like you heal one thing and then something else about that comes up and you have to heal something else. Right. But have you seen within other people or even within yourself, like the benefits of shadow work?
Specifically in relation to money or in
I guess anything in general, but maybe specifically to like the root and sacral chakras. Like,
okay, so
I feel like we're talking a lot about like it's hard as hell, it's so hard. People are gonna be like, why should I do this?
But it's worth it, and let me tell you why. So I mean, gosh, I would say everything I've done through shadow work. The main thing more so recently has been sexual work. And that's been a big focus for me, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And not so, it's like, I was kind of forced into that, right? I was backed into a corner there, because like my whole life I've been very, very promiscuous. And when I had the opportunity, when people wanted to sleep with me, I became very promiscuous. I didn't know how to say no. Like it was yes to everyone. And I did a lot of wounding that way. And I find that I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying this. And I'll probably say it more. This is the first time I've said it like publicly, but we tell women like, yes, you can sleep with all these people, all the people that you want. Right. Like, and that's totally cool. And you're not a slut and that's great. I'm on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, a lot of people are doing it in a way that is wounding, you know, and I say this as someone personally who has done this, and as someone who has talked to so many people, I have not met one person that has told me like, oh yeah, me, you know, having dozens of one night stands was not, didn't eventually hurt me. You know what I'm saying? And I was someone who like I felt, it was like a drug, right? Like I felt high, like I felt so stoked about everything, you know, because I don't fuck with drugs. But, and then eventually I reached a point where I got into like an actual relationship where I couldn't have sex anymore. Like I was like, we moved in together and I was like, I can't do this. Like, this is too much. And it, there's a couple of layers to that. One is childhood sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. Because when that is present, you have a hard time with having everything in one space. So physical, emotional, and, you know, intimacy. It's better to keep things separate. It's easier. So it's like, I always tell people, like, it would be easier for me to sleep with a stranger than with my partner, you know, and they can't wrap their heads around this.
Yeah.
And so with that, it's like, that was really, it's like, I started realizing that, like, okay, we're all here, like, fucking wounding ourselves, but also the idea of intimacy was so fucking scary that I was like, I do not want to work on this. Like, yeah. I knew it was there for years, and then I was just like, no, I'll get to it tomorrow, whatever. And then I would, like, kind of work on it, and then I would pull back, and then it was probably, like, a year and a half ago where I was just like, all right, I have to actually do this, and now it's, like, a completely different situation. Like, I don't want to say it's completely healed, but it's like my resistance is, it's probably like 10% of what it was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like my, like Nash feels comfortable kissing me now. Whereas like before I'd be like, I can't like in bed, like out in life, that was fine. But like there were certain areas, and this is so common. It's like, I've talked to girls who like, we're like, oh yeah, like I, you know, I love them, blah, 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 blah. But like, if we're in bed, like, I don't want them to kiss me. And I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't exist anymore, you know? So it's like, there's lots of progress. I mean, obviously he just had like a crazy surgery. Mm-hmm. So in terms of actual sex, you can't really report much now, but, maybe in like 6 months, I don't know. I would say that that's been probably my biggest success.
Yeah.
And then I also work with someone around money, because like I like entered this year and I was like, I don't even know where to start with this. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, there's not a whole lot where I'm like, I really need someone to work with me on this. But this thing, I was like, yeah. So I found, her name is Lara. Let me see if I can get her. It's like, I think her username is Lara Rose, D-U-O-N-G.
Yeah, I just follow her. I can't think of what her name is either.
I didn't know if it was L-R-D or if it was her full name.
No,
I'm not. Right, Lara. Lara Rose Duong, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Lara Rose, D-U-O-N-G.
Yeah.
Yeah, I follow her. She's awesome.
She's amazing.
I need to work with her too at some point.
She's so great. I love working with her, and like I have noticed lots of movement, and like, and just kind of, you know, and it's funny because it's like, you're not just talking about money, like for an hour and a half, like we're talking about my work, like we're trying to get me from point A to point B. Like, so right now I do the crystals and the jewelry, but like my Instagram and like what I talk about is more of a representation of what I want to do, like what we're talking about here. And so like, I just want to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also definitely afraid of doing that. So it's like working on getting there, and then also just, yeah, trying to figure out like how to basically feel worthy enough to do the work that you want to do and make money doing it. It's been, but in working with her, I have definitely made more money.
Nice.
So that's been good.
Yeah. So it's worth it.
It is worth it, 100%, 1,000%.
It's hard as hell, but it's worth it.
It's hard, yeah. But you know what? It's like, I say it's hard. I think, but part of me is just kind of like, I don't want to undersell it. Like, I don't want to think of people, like people will think it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like, once you get used to it, it's not hard. You know, it's hard like the first like year.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's really hard. But once you get used to it, you're like, oh, I see you. This again. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know you.
Routine. And like your brain is used to doing, asking the questions. Your brain is like, oh, okay, where is this coming from? Blah, 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 blah. And then it becomes easy. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like anything. It's the adjustment. period. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like getting rid of the stuff that you thought that you knew and then incorporating that's hard.
Yeah, it is crazy. I always say when I really first started digging deep, I broke down lower than I've ever been in my entire life. And I was like, how is this possible? But then it's like, you know, once you keep sticking with it, you see that light at the end of the tunnel and you're like, okay, I can do this. And you start getting stronger and you're like, this isn't that bad. I can,
yeah,
I can do this. I mean, it sucks, but I can do it. I can do it.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's, you know.
Yeah. At first, I think it is kind of like, it is like ripping that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
It hurts like hell for a moment, but then it's like, oh, okay, this, it's over. I got this.
I was wildly depressed for probably a year, but it was also because I didn't have anybody to tell me anything, like, mm-hmm. either. Like, everybody was just kind of, it was like the high vibers, you know? And so it was kind of, I didn't have anyone to say, like, stop comparing yourself, mm-hmm. put down the books and just ask your body, you know? And it's like, that's another thing too. It's like, I haven't even mentioned that, but like when you're doing shadow work, you have to talk to your body, mm-hmm. you know? And again, that's the root chakra, but it's like, it all lives in there. Your cells have a memory of everything. And so it's like, when you can get in there, because most of us are taught to be disconnected, you know, from our bodies 99% of the day, you know? So when you can sit in it and allow things to come up, you integrate much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I guess it is where, I think, I mean, just with everything in life, there has to be a balance. And I think that that is where the super high vibe, light side of healing and spirituality can come in handy, I think, mm-hmm. with, you know, you need that balance. So you are kind of like deep in the trenches of shadow work. And then I think that it is good to use some of the techniques that maybe you've in the high vibe to kind of balance out the, it's all about integration and balance.
Totally.
Let me see. All right. I think that was all of the questions that I had specifically. Do you have anything that you would like to throw in about this?
I don't think so.
I know, like you said, this could be
a 20-hour conversation.
I know. An hour-long video every day for 20 years.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you and how they can work with you and all that great stuff?
At I am Blair Porter, Blair mm-hmm. with an E. And then my website is in my bio.
Okay. Awesome. And so do you offer shadow work?
Yeah, I do. Like, I have like healing packages. Okay. So I don't do one-on-one sessions. Like, I do one-on-one sessions, but I don't do standalone sessions.
Okay. They're within the package.
Mediumship. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. there's no point in just doing one.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Agreed. It's kind of like their one-on-one session. This is right. their goal to.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I do that. And then I do mediumship and, mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do video blogs of me just talking. Hopefully I work with Laura by the end of it, she'll be like, it's time.
Yes, I love it. I'm so excited for you to do videos. I can't wait.
I'm trying to work on like organizing rants, you know? Now it's like I'm typing everything I know out and then I'm just like, okay, so how can I distill this into 15 minutes?
Yeah, you know? It's hard breaking it down and
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for meeting with me. It was awesome. And sharing all of your wisdom with us.
Thank you so much.
Yay.